You think okay?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Dave, I just brought your journal back up there. I thought you were going to come. So you can pick it up next week or something.
Oh,
yeah, I would.
I dropped the water too much. I won't drink my Eskimo drop. That's the way. When you start to sing, we put the water a little bit. Right now I put plenty of water. Yeah. I hope I said it.
I feel it.
Before I go, if somebody wants to buy it, I tell everyone take a bath home. Yeah.
Kapti
do. Somebody wants, right?
Kapti do.
200.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to tell it 200.
I did celebrate and.
This current material couldn't dance. He asked me, I'm going to sing, what do you want to sing?
Iceberg from Paris.
Ice cream.
Iceberg from? Okay. One man, one boy, in a fall, when he's traveling from north, from some iceberg down the shore, he catches the waves, touch together all of it. That's why he makes an iceberg pump sound. I'm going to sing I first come. Yeah. That's why we, that we sing two times. First time slower, second time getting fast. My grandboy, when he sing, little bit too fast. The fast singer. Yeah. Pretty fast. Yeah, always, I was hired over myself. Because I've been learning a long time ago. Before I knew it, I've been learned how to sing. One man, he let me learn how to sing. He's a good singer. That man, name was Fedor Valerian. He's a good singer. He got good song. Just like mainland song. Somewhat, I don't know, maybe he knows, maybe we learn, somebody, they know it, I don't know. I'm going to sing one more, Kaliyoro. Maybe somebody native, I don't know, no, Kaliyoro. He teaches how to sing. I can help when he sings, and I learn it. He's been died a long time ago. King Valerian, father.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a good singer.
What kind of words are they?
I don't know.
You don't know? Huh? Not you pick.
I don't know what means. What's your mother when I'm going to sing? I'm not going to be able to do that. I don't know how to talk about this. I don't know what it means. Mm.
This song that he said he was trained, taught when he was young, this composer would start singing words that don't belong to their language. Mm. So he doesn't know if he dreamt about them and learned them that way, or if somehow he learned them from another place. But the words that are in the song, so they don't understand it. Kalajukin was the last name. I know his son. He's a real big singer now, maybe in his 60s. But his father is the one that trained him.
How old is he?
How old were you at the way of company?
When I was old?
When you started singing?
Yes, I'm 1940 something old. Yeah.
Helping. See.
Before I met Tom myself, I've been helped for a while. Yeah.
19, what, when you start helping?
30-something over.
You were 30-something when you start helping?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When did you start making your own song?
Yeah, my own song. I forgot 19.
How old were you? 40s?
Yeah. 30 over, I think. When I married my wife.
Oh.
1924, I married.
1924?
Yeah. That time I was helping for the state of Alarm. Yeah, 1924, I married Mr. Nicholson.
I got five of the American copies. You know, I don't know if it is. We forgot all of that what was.
Yeah, long time I've been. When I was 20, I was big song.
When you were 14?
14, not a
I was 1914. I was 1914. Yeah, long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
That time I was 14 years old. 1914, she was my building that time, when I was 20 years old. Yeah. I'm a young boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've been worked 4 years apprentice for render herder. Because on render, earmark, put earmark for it. Yeah.
How do you make sounds? Your
book. How I make a song? I try to make song. Without meaning first. Then I forgot anymore, then I put the meaning. Yeah. I don't dream. No, I make it myself. First time when I started to make song, one of boy, he helped me how to make song. One of boy, Ranger boy, he helped me how to make song. Yeah.
Can you sing the reindeer song? Scott Hamato Tanga Koyne.
One is one boy, Erwin, Scott, he's a reindeer hunter. He made song. Before I made song, yeah, reindeer boy, yeah. And put things, that song, so. Because long time we don't sing that kind of song anymore. We don't sing anymore that kind of song. Long time of song we don't sing anymore. No singing. Yeah. So I will teach it for the singer that kind of song. Yeah. We don't know it. Only know one boy, singer, you know it. Yeah. One more song, I'm going to sing an early song. Oh, what's wrong? Ayurveda, 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 Ayurveda,
that meaning, you got meaning, Irving song, yeah.
What did it say?
So now, when you see doctor coming, they heard, that's why he makes song. You show doctor coming, yeah. We call it Akhiyakto, we heard, Akhiyakto, when doctor coming, yeah. We heard that.
Yeah, could you ask? It seems like most of the songs that we've heard songs in the past have been either happy or positive things. Mm-hmm. Are there songs for mourning or grieving about sad things?
Ask them about love songs. Do you have songs, sad songs, or like when somebody dies, do you sing sad songs, or do you have love songs, or for some like when people are sad, not happy?
No, happy. Toko mo ata ato tangi tato ako tangi ab.
Yeah, I was using a. When he died, those four singers, we use him. Yeah, we use him. So, yeah. Irving, he been died long time ago in the Roy. Irving, God. He's a singer.
Yeah. I know, but you don't have songs like for dead people, for sadness, like when you're not happy? I can't recall any in I know I've heard some Athabaskan, a lot of Athabaskan songs that have a lot of sorrow and mourning songs, but when I study the songs in coastal, in my village too, they don't have in-depth memorial feasts like they do. So our dances are mostly for the public and for activity, social activity. Seems like to them it's the similar case.
Yeah.
Even in my village, when somebody dies after we bury them, we go and sing the same songs we do. Try to make lift their spirits up.
Because I went to the funeral in the aunt Nana, and the more you mourn and the more you cry and the more you sort of carry on, the more difficult it is for the spirit to go on. And so if you don't cry and you don't mourn and you aren't sad, because then the spirit of the person can't go on. You're like keeping them there.
So is this any matter?
I thought you said Nana.
No, Nana.
Nana.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess last time that they used to believe that the spiritual realm for at least 3 to 5 days before they left the house, so they treated with respect and with quietness so that they don't stress the spirit. But today, with the modern religion, they don't follow that. They just, you know, 64 day or,
Is Mabel doing grass grinding?
Grass and Katari Lakhdudi. Dakhnanak.
And the grass long time ago for you can for under the bush for
beginners.
He got that all time. He got something else. I just things like that. Common hair that's around making a small grouping for grass long time ago. We also need towel.
Grass.
Long time ago, not now. Long time ago. They sometimes pick up some beads, you know?
From the beads.
Something like that, something like the blood of steel or we using always Akman is the best and not the clean up, lots of that kind of at home, way up there, I used to. My name is Gormwood. Gormwood. Long. I think of it. It's like the sun. The sun and dry. In the time, using for scrapping floor. Sometimes this working. Using
grass?
Yeah, grass. Lots of beach down there. Not grass, I don't know, lots of. Grab the back and flow on me. You know, my telling on.
Come
up here. Some of the cosmic miracle. Now the cow go more to club it. Sana done it. Some of course it look. At home, always I pick up some. I just stuff.
Grass out of them?
Oh, it's not
when we load the living in the water, then we just reload the living in the
water.
Long time ago, using for clean up floor, something, pieces. Always pick up the exam is on that.
And they gather them and then they use them to clean up all sorts of things like their walls and their dishes.
That's what I was thinking.
November. It's November pick up that time.
Did you used to use grass for your bed long time ago? In Lagat?
In Samnang. In Lagat, where am I seeing it? Grass. Grass.
Too big looky?
Such a grass.
Long grass.
But wala mimi? Wala mito?
Top of the... Binding anong ganak.
Just outside for the grass. About 1 foot wide. This much size.
Outside? The house?
Yeah, on the bedroom. On the bedroom.
Mangali? So they use grass?
About bedroom is higher. 5 feet, 6 feet.
A bathroom?
Yeah. Not very long.
The long grass they put against their bedroom walls and then a bit on their beddings on the floor. But they were good and they just gathered them on the floor and then they laid them on the wall so that the heat, they used grass for a lot of heat resources. And then they used them for their muffler bottoms, for the inside lining, like of insulation.
Yeah.
Insole type.
Mm-hmm.
Is that called warm? Because that's a grass or what?
No, it's getting rather on dark, like that. No, it's getting rather much dark.
North East Cape, the lake didn't rain it about grass this much high. Yeah, this much high. Yeah, grass. When you walk towards East Cape. Very long. Grass. Before the lake leaked, you got water, drainage. Airport drainage.
Bears hide in the grass?
Yeah, long.
That's the grass, yeah.
One time, Sidi and I and Jimmy took up some berries.
One of the women. Ladies.
That meat is
that is a woman's children. Short lady. You could get
it. She got
laughed. Sometimes it's tired. Very tired. That lady. Because it's maybe tired too, that is.
Yeah, for all you got the Air Force in the Northeast Cape. He was working on that time on top of the mountain. I go up in the crown. We got fishing.
Man, I remember not talking about that song or the road song or that.
Long time ago, do you have steam baths?
Yeah.
Or Sada?
That's some. Make some wood. Army is in Kachlayo. Nothing. Lai look at the moon of it. Very pretty. Take that with the wood. Can.
Did you used to wash your...
Yeah,
as
was it dry towel?
Not me.
Your towel dry.
I used towel long time ago. Make grass. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you have a steam bath house? Steam house?
Pili ko at kayong sakal. Kayong sasit kasakot kayo.
As in? Matiwin?
Only the lamp, chair lamp, boiling.
Boiling water. Hindi yung nagkayo, ang yak po nung usubi ka mo, kayo masitong sa kayo. Using na siya.
Only long time ago, from the trigger, five gallon can. Use it for a cut.
Seems like they don't, they said they would boil up water, or put fuel oil lamp and then put something up there so they can boil water, and then they use grass to wash themselves. I think in that remote area, I don't know if they would have like fire with resources. I know in a lot of interior villages they have like fire baths and steam baths. Before you have shampoo and soap, what did you use long time ago?
I don't know. When I was it, they would pick up soap. I don't know, long time ago.
Seems like in their time the traders came in and gave them like the stuff that they needed, like 5 gallon cans so they could boil the stuff. I guess I told you that in my village they used to use urine to wash their hair and your clothes.
So that's the Roman.
They used urine.
So that's the Roman from good anger.
Like, I remember after we peed when we were kids, we'd throw all our urine into just one big barrel and you'd age it. You know, coffee. When you open it, all your sinuses and your eyeballs are watering. But after we go back and we fill them in there. And then you fill that like a barrel. And before they got shampoo and detergent, they'd wear their clothes like real bloody from all the hunting for days and days and days, and they'd wash those in that acidic cold urine because it's very potent, and then they'd wash their hair and they just peel their skin from their own. But that's what they used to use, or when they have like eye infections, they'd use that, like take the stuff off. Or your hair with lice in it, and you put it in your eyes and you rub it so that they eat all that insects that come out. Real painful though. You know, like when you have one piece of sand in your eyes, that's like a whole bunch of it in there. Do you learn Gawinga?
Long time ago, you didn't think that is.
We call some place we call for
We use it for seal oil lamp for a burning. We call it fucker.
Yeah.
Lamp. Make him cry. Sometimes, he told me, my grandmother, sometimes let's put something for and cook it.
Oh.
Yeah, cook it. And put them like that, pakak, kali pun, nandang ang mga, siya naman, wawus, tama, kasi siya siya, ang pakak siya, ang oil, at siya, please, that way, cover, because that cover, tomorrow we have no more.
Ah.
Yeah. So that was a long time ago.
My grandmother. For skin infections, they would do like when you have I don't know what you call it, you extend and there's sores all over. I guess like sores that are open.
Yeah, if you keep with that
disease. What skin disease? What you call skin disease, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Put the puck up, with the oil, put the oil, puck up, and rub.
The
next day, nothing, no more.
What kind of oil?
Seal oil?
Seal.
Seal oil? Yeah.
Not oil.
Brand new seal oil.
Like moss?
Yeah.
But it can dry outside. It's outside. If they dry, bring them home and some taste for the.
Green fern. I think it might be that
the name is pop.
Yeah, something real strong smell. Real common medicine that they use for all types of illness. Sometimes you boil it and you drink it, or sometimes you use it when you're taking tea. It might be that. But then they would put them in on the skin with seal oil.
Cover. Tukon tangawin liyo si Mark.
Right?
Tangawin liyo si Mark. Upit.
I know one girl, she living at Chirunga. She got like a skin disease in the body. The grandmother take some puka. That's not what we call puka. We use it for seal oil lamp, for burning. Put the oil and put it all puka with the oil. Then get well.
Do they burn?
Yeah,
that's
the skin disease, all the trouble. That girl. I've been seeing.
My stepmother. If it walks, if younger than me, all quite Smith, Emming, and daughter. The sister is the unknown. The name is Pukoduk. That lady. She's the unknown. The name sister. Emming, and daughter. Smith, Emming, and good singer, good dancer.
What did you used to do when you had bad eyes long time ago?
I was blind.
But you were blind.
No blind.
What do you do?
You're using a key.
I was blind. Long time. It's all right.
He asked.
Right.
What about for your ears?
I don't know.
No.
What if they have an ear infection? Do you think maybe you can assist them? No.
You won't have to be certain why you're. You won't succeed with a young.
Long time ago, yeah, healthy.
Good man,
Yeah. You were mostly not very sick. Try to push it. Flowers that straight, dump like it. The boy, my cousin boy, turned out to be watching. When you push it, it fell down to the boy, hot water boiler. Burn it, cried. The father, he grabbed him, fell down on top of the hot water. The burn is pretty bad, except the father, the wife, the relation call, come to see that boy been burning all the way around right here, because it fell down on the top of the water, boiler. Hot, very hot, burned that one. That one connected and he put something, I didn't wash it, I was a little boy, I didn't wash it, something called Robert with their wallet stomach, wallet
intestine,
been dry, covered. He told him, you better not decode, I will decode tomorrow myself. Before he, Robert, he let him out of the Sierra Island, what you call it, getting dark. He singing, getting dark, singing. After that, if he finished singing, he put it. Yeah, I don't know what he put it. Next day, he come down. When he take out himself, nothing burned. Nothing. Yeah, he got burned. He's crying. Because boiling hot water. If I burn. Yeah. That man is I don't know how it been. Do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Long time ago, when I was a little boy, we go to our bedroom, one bedroom for two families. Everybody sleep one room. Yeah.
Long time ago, did men used to sleep in one house?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One house.
Angut Laina.
At home, I used a big house.
Too bad. I've been looking for a picture. I can draw our house. A long time ago, house. I can draw it.
Began what?
Huh?
Began to draw.
Ah. Long time ago, I lived in an ice cream house. This is the outside. Inside is to cut wood, see? That way. Come out this way.
Mm.
Yeah. This for air. Come out. Maybe 10 feet, 8 feet or 10 feet. one big long pillar, with wood pillow, and everybody sleep.
What pillow?
Oh, wood pillow.
Wood and wood pillow?
Yeah. Desk, yes, with a desk and mattress. All the way around, put a desk in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With this side, you got big long. They got four this much. In the middle, big long.
Oh.
Later come, he talked to that lady. So I talked to that. Yeah. Well, come in. Itchy, come in. Call Itchy, come in. Itchy, come in.
Where do they visit up there?
Nangkut.
Bigaku?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the visitors holler from the top and then that's
hi. I know that list. Put the middle up. Put the middle cut. One. One stick. To ground. Yeah. And you got pushed off. This much wide, you got pushed. Make them wrong. Yeah, make them wrong. When you push high, make them wrong. All the way around.
And she said there's rocks, three rocks on each side to keep the wall down around the house.
When did they stop using men's
houses?
When did they stop using men's houses? When inside the bedroom, after one down, same. When getting very hot, the front of the bedroom got dusty. So three times, two bedrooms, when air get in. Yeah. Only three times.
By the time they she was around, they had locked houses. I guess four back four
homes. We call them up to houses. In the summertime.
She said this was locked. But they did use wood for to keep their heads in one place.
In summertime, before summertime. We built another unit in summertime. Or tear off this one. Or tear off this just this one.
Ooh.
We call it we make what we anyway, in the summertime we did it. We call them Mantaras Park. We call water side all the way around. It's fuel. With the fuel. On the top.
On King and Pagani?
Yeah. Roof that way. Yeah. We call them Mantaras Park. Use them in the summertime. In the fall, November, tear out that one all. No more use. And burn it this one again. Yeah. In the springtime, tear out this one. Only this one. Yeah. We do this in summertime. Only this kind of use in summertime. We call them Mantaras Park.
Is Lokaitu Nathayuk or Natha? I'm sorry. Nathamita is in floor.
I
know what. On the way. Kaitunayuka Natha floor. English is not for Kawasvik.
Kawasvik.
Yeah.
This is four?
Oh, that's four?
Yeah. Big over here, Chief. Down here, see? Yeah, big room. That's your two, right there. All the way around, now. Yes, Chief. This much wide, put the grass in the bottom about this much wide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this much wide, about 8 inches, I think.
Lots of
yeah.
grass.
Was there a fire in here?
Is there a fire? Just the land.
Lots of boys. When you try to bury, lots of boys coming, helping, fix it pretty quick. When they finish, big feast. There's more work. Big feast. Just now, you know what we eat it? That's like boys eat together. They call Mishtut. Mishtut. When you bury it, they all Mishtut. Bury it.
Yeah,
that's why boys. Young boys, they were tired. He worked. Everybody help. All people tell him to help. Always. Yeah. Just open, build the house. Go help. Go ahead. Let the boys go over to help. Build it pretty quick.
How long to build a house?
One day.
One day?
Yeah, one day. That's one day, yeah. Few hours, maybe four hours. And finish. Yeah. Pretty quick.
Were the houses cold in winter time?
Were the town cold, yeah. Cold. But I'll make, except our bedroom, it would be cold. Yeah. Because the burned CLO lamp 3, always burning CLO lamp.
3 in the bedroom, Jenny? Three of the CLO lamp?
Yeah.
In the bedroom?
Yeah.
How many in the house? How many people sleep in the house? Aftin Kawakshupi.
Two families sleep. All together.
Ten?
Yeah.
She's
got two families. That's about 10 people.
Or more.
Yeah, probably a more.
They were just telling me earlier, her stepbrother and then his sister had like 14 and 15 children.
I can tell you that you got that many people sleeping in the same bedroom with you. How do you
get on top of each other? No, I don't know.
Yeah, I know you do that. I've seen him. Where do you find the prophecy?
We don't.
Where do you find the prophecy?
That's a good question. They weren't married. I still said modesty back then.
No.
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 They didn't.
I don't know how to ask that.
This was their family house too because they fixed these to be different seasonal houses.
Were you sometimes alone, you and him, in bed?
He's a lot of all we need to ask.
They want to know if sometimes they're together, I mean, when there's nobody else around. I guess they never just, they always were there together.
But I am
just
doing
that.
If we ever alone,
I meant might be alone. They want you to know if, like, when husband and wife, when they're young, when they want to be alone, do they want to be alone sometimes? In the house?
Of course, I'm here, Mom. Then I was a little girl in the house, low house. Not last time.
By the time she was around, they had lost house. So a long time ago. Even when I was growing up, we only had one house. One bedroom. All of the time, the mom was lost. Mom and dad, that's over
here. No privacy for that. And you have lots of brothers. So they must have managed somehow.
Yeah, and then sometimes we'd climb all over their beds when we get cold on the floor because we had no heating resources. Wake up and there's ice all over our basins and stuff. Very, very cold. But that's the way it was.
What about the first time?
He just goes climbing the tree and gets warm.
Oh, wait a minute. Is it funny that we have so many people around?
I think
we're not going to question
that. I think it's just a different way of living and different. When the priests came, did the men quit living in their own place, in one place? Reverend, when they came?
Oh, yes, there was a priest in the south, but he was in the south. You were in the south,
Long time ago when I was Gamble, Dr. Gamble is a minister. Yeah.
When did the men quit staying in their own houses and start living with their families?
Yeah, 1914, Dr. Gamble. a minister to teach you how to preach the Bible.
Men used to live in one house long time ago?
Big house.
When did the men quit sleeping in the big houses? Or is it because of the priest that they start staying with their family?
We that way sleep that way. My grandmother and I sleep in the big house.
They seem to remember their time of always having free when they get back, and by the time she was there, they had locked houses anyway, or regular houses. And they said they would sleep in these huge houses with their parents and other relatives in the same building. It was so big. I think these were more like extended houses. Some used to have a house here, and then little hallway, and then another house here, but in a unified form. But she said the kids would be responsible for getting up when they didn't have clocks. So the sunlight was their time to get up. So the kids would check their
We call Tonto Star. He was moving always. When they moved to the north, it was getting daylight, starting daylight. They moving. Star. He called Tonto. He moving. When Tonto came to the north, starting daylight, we got no clock that time.
Around
just watch Tonto, that's all. Only watch the stars, that's all.
There's a certain star or group of stars that they use for detecting where the sun's going to rise. In certain seasons, the stars move and turn.
I think I can learn it from the old people, because old people do not to listen to old people when they talking together. That's why old people do not listen to him to will take away all it. You better not listen. You go someplace.
Sometimes old people is the one that one. our house in Kitten, they were like the old people. He's talking about something like that. When I was a little girl, some of my sister told me, you must go away. It's not like it's not your business.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, he's talking about old people. I'd like me to.
There are some occasions when they were not allowed to go into gathering places because they were only set for a thousand.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they would gather, I guess, panels or talk with the people that were doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like a community meeting. So sometimes they were allowed to, not to enter the system. So for Takshakriki, be sure to go to the museum on Tuesday. And you're there to have a good weekend. Yeah, the next Thursday is your last Saturday.